For this great opportunity to be part and a partaker of this great time for a change of story. Thank him, give him all the glory, give him all the praise. Now ask for fresh grace again in his presence. Ask for fresh grace, Lord, again. I ask for fresh grace. Oh Lord, empower me afresh on the prayer altar. Lord, and grace me. Oh Lord, empower me spirit, soul, and body. Oh God, empower me. I have come again into your presence. Lord, oh Lord, empower me and grace me, Father, especially for this season of 21 days, prayer and fasting. Lord, and grace me. Help me, oh God, to pray to the point of answers. Help me to pray, oh Lord, your will. Lord, help me, oh God, and grace me, empower me. Lord Jesus, help me to maximize this, oh Lord, these 3 weeks. Help me, oh God, as I pray this morning, oh Lord, and grace me. Let me leave your presence, oh God. Father, renewed, refreshed, re-empowered. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory and honor be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please put your hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you.
Say,
thank you,
oh Lord, I am very, very grateful.
stories, and I'm saying thank you, Jesus. I am very, very grateful.
Hallelujah. Give Jesus a very big hand of praise this morning and be seated in God's presence. It is my year of breaking limits. We shall be starting this morning with this line of thanksgiving. Father, thank you for the massive ingathering of souls into our special communion services yesterday and for the impartation of strength for a glorious adventure in these 21 days prayer and fasting. A louder amen. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 7, scripture says, the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Let's rise this morning. This is what God did for us yesterday. And bless his name, saying, Father, thank you for the massive ingathering of souls into our special communion services yesterday and for the impartation of strength for a glorious adventure in this 21 days prayer and fasting. Lift your voice this morning and ensure that God is hearing your appreciation. Let it reach out to him from the depth of your heart. Our Father, we thank you for the massive ingathering of souls into our special communion services yesterday and for the impartation of strength for a glorious adventure in this 21 day prayer and fasting. Our Father and our God, we give you thanks this morning for the massive ingathering of souls into our special communion services yesterday. We saw massive ingathering from the first service to the last service. We give you glory. We give you praise. We celebrate you. And for the impartation of strength for a glorious adventure in this 21-day prayer and fasting, we owe you thanks and we have returned with it this morning. Somebody lift your voice. You can lift your hand and ensure that God is hearing your voice of appreciation this morning. We are blessing him, saying, our Father, we thank you for the massive ingathering of souls into our special communion services yesterday and for the impartation of strength for a glorious adventure in this 21-day prayer and fasting. You were imparted. I was imparted. Every one of us received strength by that communion for a glorious adventure in this 21-day prayer and fasting. Therefore, lift your voice and give God thanks, appreciating him with the understanding that appreciation is application for more. Ensure that God is hearing your voice. Let it come with faith and understanding this morning. Our Father, thank you for the massive ingathering of souls into our special communion services yesterday, and for the impartation of strength for a glorious adventure in this 21-day prayer and fasting. If you are a testimony, lift your voice and give him glory. Magnify him for what he has done. Our Father, thank you for the massive ingathering of souls into our special communion services yesterday, and for the impartation of strength for a glorious adventure in this 21-day prayer and fasting. This is your doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. We give you glory for the massive ingathering of multitudes that we saw in all our services yesterday, and for the impartation of strength for a glorious adventure in this 21-day prayer and fasting. To you we give glory. To you we give praise. It's God hearing your voice. Give him thanks this morning. He demands it. He deserves it. He delights in it. Lift your voice. Thank him some more. He that giveth thanks in the spirit doeth it well. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding. But ensure that your faith is keyed in this morning. Abon tendia latando. O paranda. Eliado zusanta. E shoshombam barana. Eluala bantente. Edu susu. Abam balande. Kikulana abarante dia o shutaba maklua la pante edezu sante. Father, we give you thanks for the massive ingathering of souls into our special communion services yesterday, and for the impartation of strength for a glorious adventure in this 21-day prayer and fasting. Receive all the glory. Abonte ala santondarabadanta eshishamarandaba. Thank him some more this morning. Lift your voice. Lift your hand. Magnify him. It is done. Father, receive all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand of praise, and please have your seat in God's presence.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up still to give God thanks, saying, Father, thank you for rewarding every faithful steward in this church all through the year 2019. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12 says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we appreciate God, saying, Father, thank you for rewarding every faithful steward in this church all through the year 2019. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice and give him all the praise that is due to his name alone. Father, thank you for rewarding every faithful steward in this church all through the year 2019. Father, we thank you for rewarding every faithful steward serving you upon this mountain all through the year 2019. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. Father, we thank you for rewarding every faithful steward. Father, we thank you for rewarding every faithful steward in this church all through the year 2019. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name for rewarding every faithful steward in this church all through the year 2019. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for your spirit rewards. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for your complete rewards. Father, we thank you for your total rewards. For every faithful steward in this church, all through the year 2019. Someone lift up your voice as you appreciate this God. Give him praise, give him glory, give him adoration. Give him all the praise that is due to his name alone. Father, we thank you. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we give you all the praise for rewarding every faithful steward in this church all through the year 2019. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Father, Lord, we are grateful. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Father, thank you for rewarding every faithful steward in this church all through the year 2019. Thank you, O Lord, for your reward. Lord, that you have showered upon every faithful steward serving you in spirit and in truth all through the year 2019. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Lift up your voice. Give him thanks. Give him appreciation. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for your reward. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for your reward to every faithful steward, evident in the testimonies, Lord, in this church, all through the year 2019. Evidence in the change of story of, O Lord, everyone, O Lord, serving you faithfully in this church all through the year 2019. Lift up your voice in appreciation to this God for his rewards. Father, thank you for rewarding every faithful steward in this church all through the year 2019. We thank you. We bless your name. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for rewarding every faithful steward. Someone lift up your voice. Appreciate him in your understanding. Also appreciate him in the spirit. Le pando prigadibaro. Rabeke skiama kondorobo. Sheprimaloza. Landegerebo. Mambrige skimalo. Mandekerere. Rambrako skimalo. Rakayandara. You give every man according as their work is. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for rewarding every faithful steward in this church all through the year 2019. We thank you. We give you praise. Lift up those hands. Wave them before the Lord. Give him all the glory that is due to him alone. We thank you. We bless your name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Please put those hands together for the Lord, and you may be seated.
Breaking limits. Shortly we shall be praying, saying, Father, thank you for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winner's family worldwide. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto my father David, and hath with his hand fulfilled it. Please rise this morning as we lift our hands and lift our voice in thanksgiving, saying, Father, thank you for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winner's family worldwide. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winner's family worldwide. We return with gratitude. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Someone lift your voice this morning. Lift your hands and lift your hearts unto God with appreciation, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winner's family worldwide. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Thank you for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winner's family worldwide. Father, we give you thanks this morning. We appreciate your name. We bless you, our Father. We worship you this morning. We say thank you for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winner's family worldwide. Blessed be your name, our Father. Blessed be your name, our Father, for the things which you speak with your mouth unto our Father, you have by your hands fulfilled them. We give you glory. We give you honor. Someone lift your voice some more. Give God thanks intensely this morning. Do it in the spirit. Do it in your understanding. Saying, Father, Thank you for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winners family worldwide. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We celebrate our Father. We magnify your name. We worship you this morning. Father, thank you for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winners family worldwide. We return with gratitude this morning. We have returned with appreciation. We thank you. We thank you. We bless your holy name for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winners family worldwide. Blessed be your name. We worship you this morning. Someone lift your voice more this morning. Lift your hands and with a heart of gratitude, give thanks to God. Father, thank you for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winners family worldwide. We bless your name. We worship your name. We magnify you, our Father. We celebrate you this morning. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding. Give God thanks intensely this morning. Neso pralia shikapana. Reduce krepko diskapani. Radia shamble kosapenia nekrato zidiana. Embre nedo zikla parinatia. Father, thank you for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winners family worldwide. Neso prelia katazozia. Inanano sumpra. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We bless you, Father. Thank you for confirming the Dominion prophetic agenda of 2019 in the Winners family worldwide. We bless your name. We worship you. Lift your hands to him and wave it to the Lord. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand, please take your seat.
It is my year of breaking limit. Very shortly, we are going to rise again to pray, saying, Father, pour out the spirit of grace and supplication upon every member of the Winners family this year, thereby turning each one of us to a living wonder among men. Luke chapter 9, verse 29 and verse 43. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. Shall we be on our feet right now as we lift up our voice before the Lord, saying, Father, pour out the spirit of grace and supplication upon every member of the Winners family this year, thereby turning each one of us to a living wonder among men. Our Father, we call upon your name this morning. We pray that you pour out the spirit of grace and supplication upon every member of the Winners family this year, thereby turning each one of us to a living wonder among men. Lift up your voice as we pray unto our God this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, pour out the spirit of grace and supplication upon every member of the Winners family this year, thereby turning each one of us to a living wonder among men. Our Father, we call upon your name this morning and we pray in the name of Jesus, pour out the spirit of grace and supplication upon every member of the Winners family this year. The spirit of grace, the spirit of supplication, thereby turning each one of us to a living wonder among men. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, pour out the spirit of grace and supplication upon every member of the Winners family this year, thereby turning each one of us into a living wonder among men. Lift up your voice, pray unto our God this morning, asking him to pour us the spirit of grace, the spirit of supplication upon every member in the name of Jesus, thereby turning each one of us to a living wonder among men. Let everyone hear your voice of intercession this day, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, pour out the spirit of grace and supplication upon every member of Winner's family this year, thereby turning each one of us to a living wonder among men. Lord, this is our heart cry this morning. This is our heart desire. In the name of Jesus, pour out the spirit of grace and supplication upon every member of the Winner's family this year, thereby turning each one of us to a living wonder among men. Lift up your voice. Pray fervently this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Be sure your prayer is connected to heaven this morning, asking the Father, in the name of Jesus, pour out the spirit of grace and supplication upon every member of the Winner's family this year, thereby turning each one of us to a living wonder among men. Our Father and our God, we are asking you this morning that you pour upon us the spirit of grace and supplication upon every member of the Winner's family this year, thereby turning each one of us to a living wonder among men. This is our heart cry. Our Father, we call upon you, Lord, and we pray for the fresh baptism of the spirit of grace and supplication upon every Winner's family, thereby turning us to a living wonder among men. Lift up your voice. Pray fervently this morning. Pray with us in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding. Just be sure your prayer is connected to heaven. Le para ken kere bra lokatozia zazoza a kekere bra lokatoze e karushanaba mare pande kerupre ketuza zizakatende ere bra lokatozia zazoza a kekere bra ketozia le karasandaba mare bra lokatozia. Father, in the name of Jesus, pour upon us the spirit of grace and supplication upon every member of the Winner's family this year, thereby turning each one of us to a living wonder among men. This is our heart cry. Our Father and our God, we ask, O Lord, that you will pour upon us the spirit of grace and supplication. Liparekande keru bralokatuzia zazoka ande kere bralokatuzia zazokekende ere bralokatuzia. Pour upon each one of us the spirit of grace and supplication, thereby turning us to a living wonder. Lift up your hands to Jesus and give him thanks because he has answered. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising to pray. We're saying, Father, draft breaking limit order of multitudes into our daily services and grant every participant life-transforming encounters via your word and the altar of prayer. Say loud, amen. Amen. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices before God as we pray this morning? Father, draft breaking limit order of multitudes into all our daily services and grant every participant life-transforming encounters via your word and the altar of prayer. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence and with full assurance. My Father, my God, we call upon you this morning. We are asking that you will draft breaking limit order of multitudes into our daily services and grant every participant, male and female, old and young, life-transforming encounters via your word and the altar of prayer. Let no one go forth, O Lord, without an encounter. You said that we should call and you will answer, and that you will show us great and mighty things. My Father, my God, let every one participant, O Lord, enjoy life-transforming encounters as you show forth from your word and as you grant answers to our prayers. Are you praying this morning? Let God hear the voice of your intercession. My Father, my God, draw breaking limit order multitudes into our daily services and grant every participant life-transforming encounters
destiny molding encounters via your word and the altar of prayer. Let no one depart the way that they came. Lord, let every individual, male and female, old and young, enjoy life-transforming encounters as your word will come forth. Life-transforming encounters as we stand upon the altar of prayer. Let no one, oh Lord, depart without something to show. Let it be a mountaintop encounter for every one individual. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we call upon you this morning. We are asking, oh God, that you will draft breaking limit order of multitudes into our daily services and grant every participant life transforming encounters via your word and the altar of prayer. Let no one depart the way they came. Let every individual have an encounter of a lifetime upon the altar of prayer. Encounter of a lifetime via your word. In the name of Jesus, no one, oh Lord, is permitted to go without a visitation. We call upon you this morning. We are asking of you, Father, that you will cause everyone participant to have life-transforming encounters via your word and the altar of prayer. In the name of Jesus, is somebody praying this morning? Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith. Pray passionately. Pray fervently, engaging your heart as you call upon the name of the Lord. My Father and my God, draft breaking limit order multitudes into all our daily services and grant everyone participant life transforming encounters via your word and the altar of prayer. Life transforming encounters, destiny molding encounters via your word and the altar of prayer. You can pray in the spirit, you can pray in your understanding, but engage your heart and engage your faith. Liko prene keno shabana eketompane kerombrodo koshiba elembere keno sado libronto pokia mangadano lembrandele keno shada lekotelo bano emprano kotokredia katala shabamamo keboa ekredike tolaba enkrantoshia katala. Lord, life transforming encounters is what we ask you for upon the altar of prayer. Life transforming encounters via your word for every participant. Ikeno mananto lebron koshiba baba alekempronia mamanano embranto siketoba lakopredia kandazidia alekeno manando sheprodika sheprodika leponia manando libronoko shebia akento liberado lebronoko sheria. Lift your hand and lift your voice and give God the glory. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
Since my year of breaking limits, shortly we shall be rising up to pray, and this time around we shall be praying our personal supplication. And as we go before the Lord this morning, making known to him our high desires, we shall be doing this in the spirit of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. The scripture says, be anxious about nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. Please rise up on your feet this morning, and with thanksgiving, begin to make your request known unto God right now. Lift up your voice and let heaven hear you right now as we take advantage of this morning. Now begin to give thanks unto God. Lift up your voice. Begin to thank him for answered prayers in everything, in everything. Give thanks, thank him. Thank him some more. Thank him in your understanding. Thank him in the Holy Ghost right now. Father, we give you praise and glory. Thank you for answered prayers even today. Accept our thanksgiving. We are grateful. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for answered prayers. Lift up your hands and magnify the name of the Lord. Let him hear your voice of appreciation right now. Magnify him and thank him. God has heard you. God has answered you. Father, we are grateful. Thank you and thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please be seated and give the Lord a big clap.
It is my year of breaking limits. This morning it is testimony time. And we say louder, my breakthrough time. Please let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. My career restoration. I was disengaged from my place of work due to a fraud case I discovered against a top management staff who was not happy with my findings. But I kept faith with God and increased my commitment in my kingdom advancement endeavors on the prayer altar. This angered me because I thought this was a defeat, as there was a word of wisdom that says it is not on scripture to be challenged, but it is anti-covenant to be defeated. I went to God in prayer with questions on my stand with God as regards my kingdom stewardship before him. And God answered me in Psalm 46 verse 10. The word injected peace and hope into my spirit man, and I kept engaging on the prayer altar for my kingdom stewardship. I began to receive invitations for interview from organizations that I least expected. And on the 7th January 2019, being the first day of the 2019-21 days prayer and fasting season, I was called upon to come and collect my letter of appointment. Let's appreciate him. The offer is with salary of 150% of my previous salary in my former employment. It also included free accommodation and official car. Let's celebrate Jesus. I thank God of Bishop David Oyedepo for his faithfulness in restoring my career colorfully. To him alone be all the glory. The testifier is Opeolu Olusegun. Let's put those hands together for the Almighty God. Number two, my change of story testimony. I joined this commission after Shiloh 2015. I was looking up to God for a change of story in my family. Before this time, there is no year we did not do a burial, and sometimes two. And mostly it is youth burial. The highest was 50 years of age. It got so bad that a neighbor told me one day, "Is it only burial you do in your family, no other celebration?" I was ashamed. Also, we experienced marital delay in my family. For my 30 years on earth, only one person had ever got married, both from my paternal and maternal sides. So many educated and pretty ladies, yet men are not coming to ask for our hands in marriage. And we were getting older as the years went by. I keyed into the last year 21 days prayer and fasting with all diligence and other prophetic declarations during the year. Then the marital door opened. Let's celebrate Jesus. I and my siblings are all married. Hallelujah. Seven of my cousins got married too. Hallelujah. From that time till now, we have not done any burial again. Hallelujah. Put those hands together for Jesus. Glory to God. Please, you may be seated. I thank the God of this commission for changing our story.
The testifier is Mrs. Eberi E. Please rise up on your feet for these amazing testimonies. Let's give God a big, big hand of praise.
Amen. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks. Give him thanks. Another 21 days of prayer and fasting begins today. A story changing season, as we just heard in that testimony. God is changing your story and that of your family. Changing your story and all that pertains to you. God is destroying the prison gates of your life and bring you into liberty. God is empowering you to break all yokes in the name of Jesus. Give him thanks, everybody. Give him thanks. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Making wise is simple. Thank you, Lord. Now ask him to speak to you this morning as we kickstart these 21 days of prayer and fasting. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. And everyone came unto him early in the morning in the temple for to hear him. God has something to say. God has something to say. I will listen, pay full attention, for God has something to say. It's my year of breaking limits. That is also my portion in Christ. Say it solidly. So shall it be. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. The love of God born in our hearts, according to scriptures, is a sure foundation for everything that works in the kingdom, including answers to our prayers. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. All things. The sure foundation for everything that works in the kingdom is the love of God born in our hearts. Charity faileth not. It never fails. 1 Corinthians 13. And verse 8. A young man ran to Jesus, which is the greatest commandment of the law. And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. The second is like unto it, and overflow from it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Upon these two commandments hang all functions, or operates all the laws and the prophets. Matthew 22 and verse 36 to 40. Everything that works in the kingdom works on the basis of our love for God. Our love for God. Not our love for things. Your love for God puts you in command of things. It puts you in command of things. For example, faith works by love, Galatians 5, 6. And we know that prayer works by faith. Let him ask in faith, or let not that man think shall receive anything from God, James 1, 6 and 7. Now, that means that prayer works by love. It implies, therefore, that we never receive answers to our prayers beyond our love for God, beyond the level of our love for God. Therefore, the level of our passion for Christ and the interest of his kingdom is what determines the answers to our prayers. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So our exhortation line for this week at the covenant hour of prayer, the first week of our 21 days of prayer and fasting, is building a sure foundation for answered prayers. Building a sure foundation for answered prayers. First things first. This is the first and great commandment. And upon this commandment hangs all the laws and the prophets. Let's take up the case of Abraham, a man with unusual passion for God, demonstrated by his prompt response to whatever God commands him to do. God's love is not theoretical. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandment. And his commandments are not grievous. When you are in love, it is demonstrated by your delightsome, prompt response to his commandment. That is one covenant proof of your love for God, not singing it. I love you more than anything. I love. That's okay. But you have to prove the sincerity of your love. And one way to prove that is by your delightsome response to every of his instruction that comes your way via diverse revelations from the altar in your private study. You and God alone. Your raw response to his instructions is a vital proof of your love for him. You are not in love just by going to church and then writing notes and all that, and holding positions as founder, as pastor, as elder, as prophet, as an apostle. Jesus left 11 disciples behind because Judas went his way. And out of that 11, we had only about 4 that had a mention after Jesus left. It's not about where you are and who is teaching you. It's about where your heart is. I don't know, I'm not sure whether any of them went back to fishing or went back to trading or went back to tax collection. Praise God. You will not be lost in the crowd. Whosoever has my commandment and keeps it is the one that loves me. John 14:21. And he that loves me with the love of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. That was the case of Abraham. Whatever God said to him, pump. And so he became the friend of God. Abraham, my friend. Abraham, my friend. Abraham, my friend. Get out of their country. And so Abraham departed. Circumcise all the male born in your house. He began with himself. Take your son, your only son Isaac. He rose up early in the morning. on his way. And so he became the friend of God. Many friends of God will rise in these 21 days. In James chapter 2 and verse 23, Abraham became the friend of God. The friend of God. His passion for his God was so strong that he could offer his only begotten son for a burnt offering at God's command. We saw him standing in the gap for Sodom and Gomorrah. With prompt response from heaven to his intercession. His heart for God translated to his heart for people. And so, Abraham became God's symbol of generational blessing, which is he speaking today in Israel. The economy of that nation is stronger than all the nations of the Middle East. Yet there is no such thing as natural resources, but covenant resources. Can I hear your amen? Amen. By one man's walk with God, his generations and generations after him became a blessing to the world. So love is a sure foundation. Our love for God is a sure foundation for answered prayers in our lives. Our love for God is the sure foundation. Do I have all faith so I can move all mountains, but have no charity? It profits me nothing. It profits me nothing. So faith is barren without love. And prayer cannot deliver without faith. So prayer is helpless without the love of God at work in us. And in this year of breaking limits, it's important to note, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It hasn't entered the heart of any man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. So it's a race of love. You want to operate in the realm of no limits? Now, let your love for God keep burning hotter by the day. Keep burning hotter by the day. And without any sweat, you'll find yourself operating in the realm of no limits. In the realm of no limits, things are opening to you on their own accord. Amen. Every true lover of Jesus ends up a pace setter, a pathfinder, and a trailblazer. Every true lover of Jesus, not lover of position, not lover of title, not lover of recognition, every true lover of Jesus, all through this Bible, ends up a pace setter, a pathfinder, and a trailblazer. Things never known. They are bathed through them. Things never seen comes to light through them. Because they are in love with Jesus. Because they are in love with Jesus. Do you love me? He said, I do. He said, go after my lamb to prove that you do. Hey, Simon, do you love me? Oh, Lord, I do is go after my sheep. Other sheep have I that are not of this fold. Go bring them in to validate your love for me. I understand your grammar, but let me see your action. Amen. It's one principal proof of our love for God. God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son to rescue the world from perishing. If you so love God, is your heart going after the lost? Do you shrink back where you are mocked and insulted? Or are you on just walking drunk with love? It's going to be the greatest year of your life as you just position yourself to be listed among these limit breakers this year. An army of limit breakers will rise here. People by whose hand things will be done that has never been done in the history of man. Rise to your feet. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. I once said to you, you don't know my secret. You may read all the books I've written. There are about 100 now, title by title. Until you are found and discovered my heartbeat for God. I just love him. You can't insult me to disconnect me from him. You can't abuse me to affect my relationship with him. I just love him and I can't help it. I love him so bad that all the devils know I love him. And by that love, I dwell in him. He dwells in me, so I'm untouchable. I'm striving to be filled with the length, the revelation of the length and breadth and depth and height of his love. I'm still walking towards it, where I shall be full, filled with all the fullness of God. But I love Jesus so much. Praise God. Oh, yes. I love him so much. He knows. The angels know. The devils know. All the demons in town know. All the witches in the world know. What shall we do to this man who loves God so much that you can't do anything? No. God will fry you. You touch him, you touch the apple of my eye. When you are in love, you become the apple of God's eye. Can I tell you this? Every single prayer you pray with this revelation back of your mind and with your practical demonstration of it, proving the sincerity of your love for God, every single prayer you pray will be answered with fire. Lift up those two hands and receive grace to grow in love. As you grow in love, your prayer altar becomes an altar of fire. Your prayer altar begins to answer with fire. Let nothing ever come between me and you, Jesus. I must be listed among the limit breakers this year. In this commission. Don't look backward, look forward, look forward, look forward. Now the past is past, leave it alone. Remember not the former things. I'm doing a new thing in your life. It didn't work last year. You didn't stand well last year. You didn't position properly last year. Now the position. 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 The sure foundation for answers prayer is the love of God burning in your heart. Reposition now. Reposition now. God is not to blame for whatever didn't work in my life and in your life last year. No, I am to blame. You are to blame. Now reposition. Now reposition. Now reposition. Now reposition. Now reposition. The teacher is not to blame when you fail an examination. It's you. It's you. Your preparation was poor. Your repositioning was poor. You have the intelligence. You have the capacity. Now, Lord, help me to reposition in your law all through this year, beginning from now, beginning from now, beginning from now. Let your commandment be relevant to me and let me respond. Grant me grace to respond with delight to respond with delight to every commandment of yours. Let every devil in hell know that my heart is for you. My heart is after you. Thank you, Jesus. Would you lift up your two hands to heaven? Enjoy the strength of God in this first day. Experience prompt response to prayers in this first day. I pray that this week will be a turnaround week for you. May your prayer altar be hotter by the day. May you receive help that will clear all prayer infirmities from your life. I curse the spirit of slumber in prayer. I curse the spirit of slumber upon your life. You shall not be held back by it. You shall live above it. In the name of Jesus. The week is declared your week. Your week of encounters with God. The week is declared your week. Your week of testimonies from the altar of prayer. There shall be no evil report. Your going out is kept. Your coming in is kept. All of your moments on the prayer altar shall be awesome. Transforming and translating. You shall return empowered. God's primary objective in fast is empowerment of the believer. You shall return empowered. In the name of Jesus, there shall be revelation breaking forth today. In Jesus' name, lift up those two hands, give God thanks, celebrate Him, and speak to the day. Speak to the day.
Speak to the day, make your decrees. As your decree is being delivered, make your decrees. Make your decrees. Speak from the depth of your heart. Lift your hand and voice and begin to glorify His name. Begin to celebrate His faithfulness. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Give praise and give glory. Father, we say thank you, and blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Let's share the goodness and share it in fellowship. One to go, surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations, amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be reminded, we're meeting across all our various zones this evening. 6 p.m. is the time. Be blessed.